Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
All of the pain and the tragedy and the destruction and chaos that's in the planet, that's in the universe, is not God's choice, nor His perfect will, nor does it please Him. Amen. The reason it's that way is because man has a free will. Yes. And men have chosen to rebel. And the wages of sin is death. That doesn't please God. He's not willing that any, is this true or not? Yes. He's not willing that any should perish. So this idea that only God has control, we have no control. And that everything that's happening is God. These things are not true. These statements are not true. They're contrary to all kind of scripture. They actually are doctrines of demons. Yes. It came from the devil. Yeah. People think they're honoring God and they're believing lies. Now this may make more sense to you in just a moment as we go, but those two things are not true. Now if this is new to you, we got a series that the Lord helped us to minister some years ago called You Choose. If you hadn't heard this, let me recommend it to you now. And if you don't think it's right, then be brave and get that series and go with us through all the scriptures. Yeah. And prove us wrong. Come on, are you with me? Yeah. It's not about ideas and opinions. It's about what the Word of God says. Right?
Yes.
we actually got a letter from a man who said he thought he really liked us for years. And then we started preaching that series on You Choose. And he got the series. He was excited to get it. And the first two tapes he heard, he said it made him so mad, he went and threw them in the trash can. And said, that's it. I'm done with him. And I don't know how hours or days later, the Lord dealt with him, go and get them out of the trash can. And to prove it. Yeah. Prove it. With the scriptures. And so he went through. And I guess the scriptures kind of beat him up. Shouldn't say that. Beat the junk out of him. Beat the confusion and the lies out of him. And before it was over with, he completely changed his mind. How many know all of us need our minds changed and renewed about things throughout our life? You beware of believing stuff that's just religious and tradition and not scriptures. Or somebody took a half of a scripture out of context and twisted it into something that contradicts 40 other verses. Anyway, Luke 9, verse 1. Jesus called his 12 disciples together. And he said, I am in control of everything. Not you. And you just need to take what comes and say, God's in control. What did it say? He gave them power and authority over all devils. Now that's the word for demon. One devil and many demons. And demons, they exist. But they got nothing to do with what you've seen in horror movies.
Right.
Nothing. Nothing. Mm-hmm. The truth is, you're a born again believer. Mm-hmm. Demons are afraid of you.
Yes.
Most people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just because of you after the flesh or your personality. It's because of who is in you.
Yes.
Who is in you? He gave them what? Power and authority. Now, these two Greek words, exousia and dunamis, they're two different things. And the reason I bring them up is because sometimes in the King James, it's translated power, and it really should say authority. And you have to look at the context sometimes. But here, it's easy. Both of them's there. Power and authority. What's the difference? Well, it's like a policeman. A policeman who is a legitimate policeman, trained, authorized by the city, the state, whatever. The uniform and the insignias and the badge, that's all authority. But the 250 pounds of muscle and the 44 Magnum, that's dunamis. And you need, or the shotgun. You need the dunamis to go with the authority. You got to have the power to go with the authority, because outlaws don't care about the authority. Lawbreakers, unless there's some force there to back up the authority, they're going to run right over it. What did Jesus give them? He gave them the authority, which means the right to represent Him, the right to do what they're doing. I mean, not everybody has the right to pull you over and say you were speeding. God, you're supposed to have authority to do that. He gave them the right, and He gave them the power. Whew, glory to God. The power. You know, Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come on you, and you'll be witnesses. Yes. Every child of God who's received the Holy Spirit has power. Yes. Has power. Many have done nothing with it and are barely aware of it, but it doesn't change the fact that the Word of God is true. Mm-hmm. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And every child of God born of Him has the right to His name, which is His authority. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He gave them. He didn't say, don't just stay behind me and don't try to do anything, because you can't. I'm God and you're a man, and don't try this at home. No. He gave them the power and the authority over what?
All
demons, and to cure diseases. And if you look at Matthew's account, it says every sickness and every disease. All evil spirits, every one of them, and all sicknesses, every one of them. If you look at Matthew 10 and you look at this, and you look at the other scriptures, it specifies every sickness, every disease. In fact, put up Matthew 10, verse 1. He called His 12 disciples. This is Matthew's account of the same happening. He gave them power against unclean spirits. And here it specifies what you do with the power. To cast them out, to run them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Is this real?
Yes.
Did He give it to them? Go back to Luke. We'll finish reading in Luke. Did He really give them this authority?
Yes.
Did He really give them this power?
Yes.
Why am I talking about authority? When the righteous are in authority, the people are happy. The people are glad. Why? Because the wicked are not bearing rule anymore. The righteous are in authority. Verse 1, He gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure, we know from Matthew, all diseases, every sickness. All manner means all kinds. And He sent them to preach the kingdom of God. Verse 2. And to heal the sick. Verse 6, and they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Everywhere they went. Glory to God. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
So they, not Jesus, they. How many know these men were not perfect? Who are we talking about here? The disciples. Did they know everything?
No.
No. And yet, what are they doing? They're going. What does it mean, preaching God? They are telling the good news about the good things, about the Messiah and the fulfilling of Scriptures. And while they're doing that, they are exercising authority over evil spirits, and they are exercising authority over sickness and disease. They are commanding it to stop. They are commanding it to leave. They're commanding it to go. And not only do they have the authority, but the power is there to back it up. And it's happening. I said it's happening. People were getting delivered. People were getting healed. People were getting free. People were learning the truth about the good news. Does this sound anything like what we should be doing today? Does it sound like it relates to us at all? And if you skip down, well, let me just pause here for a moment. You'll hear people say, well, yeah, but now that was the 12. That was the apostles of the Lamb. He gave them that power, and they had that power. And you'll hear some theologians say, but you know, that was just for that era and that time, to help establish the gospel, and then in the book of Acts. But when the last apostle died, all that ceased, because he gave them the power. Well, what about the 70? I said, what about the 70? Skip to the very next chapter. Chapter 10. After these things, in chapter 9, the Lord appointed other 70 also. So we're up to how many now? 82. When the last of the 12 apostles, well, no, what about these? 70, and he sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whether he himself would come. And verse 9, he told them this, heal the sick that are therein. Verse 9. 10:9, and say to them, the kingdom of God is come near to you. Hallelujah. It's the same thing he told the 12. So now we got 82 of these.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.